how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense, with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, Dr. Fiona Lovely of Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, Making Hormones Make Sense. I hope everyone's awesome today. I have something totally exciting for me that I would like to share with you before we jump into the meat of the podcast today. And really, I've just got some thoughts I want to share with you after nearly 12 years of practice. I've realized a few things about the women who come to see me in that time. Number one, they want to be heard. Number two, they want to know that they aren't alone. Because here's the thing I found, the weird symptoms that go with perimenopause and menopause can make you feel like you're the only one in the world that's suffering from it. Or sometimes just the shame of the discomfort that they feel in menopause, whether it's the emotional stuff or the physical symptoms, it can be very isolating and you can feel lonely. You can feel like you're the only one in the world. The next is they want to talk about the weird ass things happening to their bodies with their friends, with their doctor, with whoever is an ear that they would normally tap into, or who's somebody whose ear that they would normally bend. But here's what happens. As good girls, we don't complain. We make everything seem like it's 100% okay and perfect. In fact, we as women are the buffer for that for our families, between our families and others that might judge us. And these women certainly don't talk about the messy things their bodies are doing at perimenopause, because messy is embarrassing. So we don't talk to people about what we're going through because it's taboo, it's shameful, it's private. That's the one I heard from my mother growing up. That's private. You don't talk about that to other people. I've also learned that these women want to trust the people they're asking for help, but uncertain as to whether or not anybody can help them, because they think that what they're experiencing can't be all that common. And let me tell you, it is. It's so common. We all go through it. Whether or not the people around you know about what you're going through is really more about whether or not you're the kind of personality to suffer in silence or to talk to your girlfriends, friends, family, healthcare providers. That's really what that's about. And the last thing I want to say about what I've realized is that women don't really recognize themselves at this age. And we go, where have I gone? I don't know who I am anymore. And losing that sense of self can really be a huge part of the spiritual aspects of perimenopause. And so with all of that in mind, I really decided to create a podcast that spread a message of truth in women's health and women's health issues in such a way that it could get to as many women as possible. And to date, over 100,000 of you have tuned in weekly to hear the message that I have to share, which is really cool, and I'm totally humbled by that. I really thought maybe I'd get a couple of people here and there that would listen, probably not my mother, probably more like my friends or, you know, somebody from high school or all those years ago. But no, in fact, there's a tribe of you that follow, and I'm so grateful and humbled by you. So many of you have emailed me, asking for one-on-one help. And the truth is there's far more of you that have asked for that than I could assist personally. And so what I did was I created the Menopause Help Guide, and it launches today with this podcast. So I'm really excited about it. It's really cool, entertaining, useful, empowering information, action steps, classes, worksheets, and some neat bonuses that I think can really help you during this time, especially if you're not anywhere close to me and you can't come see me in the office. If you're interested in knowing more, here's where you go. It's a bit.link, bit.ly/menopauseshift. That's bit.ly/menopauseshift to find out more. I'll make sure that that link is posted on my website, which is drlovely.expert. I'll make sure that it will be on the Facebook page as well, with the launch of the podcast on Monday. And also for those of you that are on the email signup list, there will be an email with a link going out to you. So let's get into some juicy topics of hormonal goodies now. Let's go into a little bit of information today that might very well be helpful for you. I'm going to answer a few questions that I've received recently, another menopausal FAQ, if you will. And the first query is about low iron for women in perimenopause. And this is a pretty common problem, whether it's low ferritin, low iron, low hemoglobin. All of those things indicate that there is a problem with iron in the body. Now, for women, this is usually because at menopause, at perimenopause, we can have heavy and flooding menstrual periods. Now, most of us will experience two or three of those, and that is within the range of normal. If it's anything longer than that or more extended than that, you must see a healthcare provider because you really can have so many other issues, not just the exhaustion from that kind of bleeding, but the anemia that can result can just take out the whole system, especially the brain. So, and it takes a long time to repair that. So nip that one in the bud. I know, as I just said, this is one of those things that women don't want to talk about because it's shameful, it's embarrassing, and it's weird. Like, surely we're the only ones experiencing that. But the truth is, flooding menstrual periods are very, very, very common. Okay, don't be ashamed to ask the questions. So, whenever we've had multiple pregnancies, that increases the chance we're going to be a heavy bleeder. Or if we have estrogen dominance, that also increases the chance that we could be bleeding heavily. So, I thought maybe what I'd do is give you a little bit of information on how to get the iron back into the system. So certainly food source is the best, and hands down the best source of iron is meat and seafood, okay? Also lentils and white beans, quinoa, brown rice, oatmeal, both brown rice and oatmeal. You can get gluten-free. Beans and lentils may bother your tummy if you do have a gluten sensitivity, just because the protein, some of the proteins are very similar. Quinoa is a seed, so it shouldn't really bother anybody unless it makes you a bit gassy. Anyways, Swiss chard and spinach, of course. Make sure you lightly steam those so that you take out the thyroid, the problematic substance in those dark green leafies that can cause troubles with your thyroid. Nuts and seeds are an excellent, excellent source of iron. So is dark chocolate and cocoa powder. So yay, I love that. Eat chocolate. It's good for your iron level. Also, make sure you're cooking as much of your food as you can in a cast iron skillet, because it turns out that that iron does transfer into whatever you're cooking. So it's a really easy way to get it in there. If you are taking an iron supplement, either by prescription or because you just think that you should probably take one, make sure you get one with a stool softener, as iron constipates like nobody's business. Also remember that in order to replace, if you're to the place where you can see low iron, or an iron problem on the blood, you need to take the iron supplementation for 12 months in order to repay the or replace the storage of iron in the long bones. Okay, so 12 months. Just some good information there for you, and also for the ladies who have recently emailed me about that question. So this week, this one's not so much of a question. I've had a number of conversations this week in the office with women about coconut oil. And so let me give you a tiny bit of information about coconut oil. Look, this is not going to be comprehensive. There's far better places on the internet that will handle this information for you, so please Google it if you're interested. So coconut oil are what are called medium chain triglycerides, which means they're actually a healthy form of fat, one that is critical for hormone balance and for brain food. So actually what happens is the coconut oil ends up being the stuff that your body makes hormones out of, as well as cholesterol. So don't vilify cholesterol. That's never okay in my world, which I realize might just be totally a shocker for you. The other thing is that our brain is made of 60% fat. That's what our neurons are surrounded in, and the brain tissue. So make sure you're giving your body the good stuff. That way your brain has quality material to build its structure out of. So here's what you can do with coconut oil. You can certainly eat it. For me, I throw it in my smoothie in the morning, with protein powder and a bunch of fruits and vegetables and a number of other goodies I put in there. And really it helps me burn that fuel much slower, so it takes much longer for me to get hungry. Super important when I'm in the office and seeing patients hustling and I don't have time to stop and eat. You can cook with it. Sometimes you can notice that coconutty flavor. Sometimes it works really well. We find we make popcorn on the stovetop in our coconut oil, and it's so good that way. Anyways, use it on your skin for lotion. Actually makes an awesome wrinkle cream, makes an awesome lip balm. It makes a great hair mask at night, and then you wash it out in the morning. And guess what? It actually makes for a great personal or sexual lubricant. Who would have known? Anyways, it's solid at room temperature, so just take a little chunk of it, and as soon as you rub it on your skin, it'll start to melt. So it works really nicely for that. So there's just so many opportunities for us to have virgin, organic coconut oil in our diet and in our body care products. You can replace a lot of body care products with coconut oil that typically have a bunch of hormonal disrupting crap in them, or things that just aren't very healthy for us. So, okay, last thing I'll address today is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Just really quickly here, I do get asked about hormone replacement therapy more than anything else, and I have addressed it at length in the Menopause Help Guide. So again, to go and check out the details on the Menopause Help Guide, go to bit.ly bit.ly/menopauseshift. bit.ly/menopauseshift. Okay, so bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is basically plant-based substances that act like natural hormones in our body. And they can be quite effective, and they don't have the nasty side effects of the synthetic hormones or the equine hormones, which were really never meant to be in our bodies anyways. Okay, so phytoestrogens first. This is what I want to say to you, super important. Test your hormones first. Don't go in just playing with things, hoping you're going to get it right. It's such a subtle dance. Trust me, from somebody who has been looking at hormones and hormone levels in women for almost 12 years at this point, have your hormones tested, because then you know what you have to add and you know what you have to take out. So, because quite often when it comes to hormones, it's not about adding more stuff, it's about taking stuff away. Like, talk about having your mind blown right there. Anyways, okay, phytoestrogens, so it's plant-based estrogen-like substances, black and blue cohosh, soy, red clover, and flax seeds all have estrogen-like substances in them. Some of them are stronger than others. Soy is one of the strongest, which is why it can be so problematic for youngsters and men and menstruating and menopausal women or perimenopausal women to be consuming soy, because it can be either feeding estrogen dominance or putting estrogen in places where you shouldn't have it. Okay, so phytoprogesterones or plant-based progesterones, okay, there are basically two most well-known ones anyways, are wild yam or Dioscorea and chasteberry. And chasteberry helps the production of progesterone, whereas wild yam is actually a progesterone-like substance. So turns out there's some food things that you can do to help boost progesterone in the body. Egg yolks are one of them. Make sure you've got enough vitamin B6 and C as in cat on board. Those vitamins are both super important for making sure that you can make progesterone. Also eat foods that are rich in magnesium and zinc. And it turns out that magnesium and zinc are both supplied by foods that are higher in iron. So I've already given you that list of foods today. So those are good things to put into the system, and just make sure you're getting enough of what you need to be menstruating in a healthy way, to be perimenopausal in a healthy manner, etc. Thank you for listening to me today. I hope there's been something useful here for you today. And again, I'm pretty darn excited about our launch today of the Menopause Help Guide. And I really want you to just go and check it out. And you can find out more about it at bit.ly/menopauseshift. You can also go to the website drlovely.expert, and we'll make sure we have a link there for you. Share it with your friends. Women need to hear this message. Take care of yourselves. I thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
About Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast.
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.